Soccer's World Cup is underway in Russia, so hold on to your data. The U.S. team didn't qualify, but the U.S. government is warning fans who go, protect yourself against Russian hacking. That's just one of the stories trending on social media. Femi Okeh, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English, is here for this week's roundup. Femi, Russia meddled in the 2016 election. These kinds of warnings are not unheard of. They also came before the recent Winter Olympics in Seoul, South Korea. But what are you seeing?
Well, security services in the US and actually in the UK as well are asking people to leave their technical devices at home. This means your laptop, your phone. And if you do have to take them, maybe take a different one, not the one with all of your data on. Anything that's got data on is vulnerable and at risk. Take the battery out if you're in Russia at the World Cup and you're concerned. And even if you don't think you're important, criminals can still get to your information. The cyber warfare researchers at the University of Birmingham say that Wi-Fi makes you extra vulnerable. So all those places that you're going around seeing the World Cup soccer games, saying, hey, we've got free Wi-Fi. Well, if you put any personal information in using any particular apps, they can find you and maybe get to your bank account as well. You have to be extra, extra vigilant.
Wow, leave your stuff at home. That's just not going to happen. So
I know. I'm thinking, I love soccer. I love my smartphone. What am I going to do?
Right. Let's take a look at another story that's really trending on Twitter, the hashtag Boycott De Niro. This is after, of course, actor Robert De Niro dropped those F-bombs at the Tony Awards.
I'm going to say one thing. Trump.
Okay. There was a delay. It was cut out. He got a standing ovation in the room. But people on both sides of the political aisle are upset about this. And, of course, the president is. What are you seeing?
Well, this was a detour that Robert De Niro took. It wasn't scripted, as he was supposed to be introducing Bruce Springsteen at the Tonys. And the response, the backlash, was immediate. A lot of people who were supporting President Trump set up a campaign, an anti-De Niro campaign. If you look for hashtag boycott De Niro, you will find it on various social media platforms. I've been looking for it to seeing how the boycott is doing. And I'm seeing posts circulating with the list of all of Robert De Niro's backed restaurants, the Nobu restaurants, where they are in the States so that you can make a plan to avoid them, not support them. Classic memes of De Niro and using some of his favourite phrases from films that he's very well known for. There's one in particular where Robert De Niro is a caricature. He's crying. He's holding a pacifier. And then the reference is that he is basically being a crybaby liberal.
Well, and many people on the left, by the way, were upset with him as well because they felt it had no context. It didn't really advance anything. It was crude. So he got it from both sides of the aisle. But getting applause, Kim Kardashian West. She's back in the news this week because...
I want you to repeat that.
Kim Kardashian West, wife of President Trump's bestie, Kanye West. And she's back in the news because she met with Alice Johnson. This is the grandmother she helped free from prison. The president spoke about it this morning in his press conference, how it was his visit with her that led to Johnson's pardon. But she's also working on, what is this, a Twitter edit function?
We speak about Kim Kardashian on social media news quite a bit because she really is a social media influencer. But she's found some newfound respect in terms of power and social justice and what she really is able to do. She tweeted just this week, I had a very good conversation with @Jack. That's Jack Dorsey, the man who founded Twitter this weekend at Kanye's birthday. And I think he really heard me out on the edit button.
Well, hold on a second.
Edit button.
Who can put together that tweet? I had a really good conversation with the founder of Twitter at my husband's birthday party.
Indeed. And in fact, @Jack said, now I see why I was invited.
but she had talked to him before about this edit button.
Yeah.
What would it do?
What it is if you tweet or you've ever seen tweets and you may well see spelling mistakes and grammatical errors.
I never do that.
you should definitely spell check before you send them out. And Twitter users have been asking for years, please, can we have an edit button? So if we see mistakes or we've made a mistake, can we go back and edit them? This is an ongoing debate. Twitter hasn't said that they will ever do this. And Kim Thomas tweets out this, as Kim was suggesting, this would be a great thing. He says, no, Kim, this will have many people change their past tweets and claim that they never said the things that they did. And we should review our tweets before we send them. That onus is on us. And if you think about all the tweets over the last couple of years where we've gone back and we've revisited people's opinions, people's points of view, and they're there in black and white on Twitter, they're a document, They can't go back and edit them. That won't be the difference. Ah. If there's an edit button, we can change history.
So that's the debate. Femi Oke, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. And we just want to say, going to be with us next week, Jeremy, to co-host this
program. Can't wait, Femi.
I'm looking forward to it.
Give us a break.
See you soon.
So we can do our laundry.